Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Tax Daughter in the Tax Quips forum, who just received some unpleasant news. She says, my new accountant asked me to give him a summary of all my internet purchases. He says California will tax on the internet sales since it has been escaping tax before. I have three questions. One, is this a newly enforced California law, or is it because the new accountant is very meticulous? Two, I can't find all the amounts or companies I used in 2010. Is it my duty to find the info? Do I have to? And three, what should I do now that I cannot give the precise amount? Well, dear Tax Daughter, alas, it is true. This is a line that was added to the Form 540 personal income tax return a few years back. Many states have started to add this to their personal income tax forms to recoup some of the money they've lost since people started shopping online. This has had a major impact on state budgets, so it's important to them. However, it's probably good enough if you make a reasonable estimate of your purchases where you did not pay sales tax. Figure anything you bought on Amazon.com wasn't taxed. Any other major purchases you can probably estimate. You don't have to work that hard going through your bank statements or credit card statements. If there's any place you shop regularly online, they'll have a summary of your purchases. Remember, some places did charge you sales tax, and some things don't require sales tax, like services, which include web hosting, domains, and so forth. Think about it this way. For every $1,000 you spent online without paying sales taxes, California will be owed about $97. Now, how many thousands could you have possibly spent online? Not that many, I'll bet. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about sales and use tax issues and other tax issues free. Where? Where else? At TaxMama.com.